This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Four more people have been diagnosed in an outbreak of viral pneumonia in Wuhan, China, as U.S. health officials began screening airline passengers arriving in the United States from that area of China. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said the total number of cases stands at 45. Five people are in serious condition, with 15 people who have been discharged. The rest are in stable condition, but two people have died from the disease. U.S. health officials have been screening arriving passengers on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan at airports in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. Chinese health officials said many of those who became sick worked at or visited a food market in the suburbs of Wuhan. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi signed 33 agreements on Saturday in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
The agreements are part of the flagship Belt and Road Initiative, China's vision of new trade routes described as a 21st century Silk Road. Both countries also agreed to speed up the implementation of the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, a giant infrastructure scheme worth billions of dollars. Xi's visit to Myanmar is the first of any Chinese leader in 19 years. He's hailed the meeting a new era of relations between the countries. But analysts say Myanmar was generally cautious of investments by Beijing and was also being careful ahead of elections later this year.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.